Skylar Joy, you grew up in Ketchikan. When were you?
I did.
When were you here?
Well, I grew up there. I think I left when I turned about 16 or 17. So that was a couple of years ago. But yeah, I grew up in Ketchikan, Alaska.
And did you go by the name Skylar Joy?
Yeah, well, I went by Skylar Smith for a while, but I think most people will still know me by Skylar Joy Smith. I think I always kind of used Skylar Joy when I was in the Wearable Art Show.
Let's talk a little bit about the things that you did here in Ketchikan. I gather you were involved with Ketchikan Theater Ballet and also First City Players?
Yeah, I was Clara in the Nutcracker. I was involved in ballet throughout my high school years and younger years. And I feel like I was in every play growing up, Oliver, I mean, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, everything that Elizabeth Nelson and Claire Bennett, I don't know, I think they're still doing it, but everything that they were doing in the Wearable Art Show, I really did everything that I could do that involved acting or some kind of performance there.
And I'll have to throw in there, I was in Oliver, I was Fagin.
I know.
What were you?
I was part of the ensemble.
One of the orphans? Or
yeah, I was waiting to see if you remembered that.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, what a fun show.
Yes, it was a fun show, and lots of people in it. I mean, it was a huge cast.
Yeah, I remember that because I remember the rehearsals would go until like 11, and that was so late for me, and I remember being so tired.
Okay, so you were involved with theater, involved with dance. How did you know this is what you wanted to pursue as a career?
So I saw the play of Annie when I think I was about 5, and First City Players put it on for their annual like summer camp production. And my brother was in the play and he just had a small role. But I remember going to see him in it and just knowing I wanted to be on stage so badly, but I couldn't be enrolled in the camp until I was 6. And so the next year I was enrolled and I don't know, it was a feeling. I always knew that was my purpose. That's what I love to do. It's still what I love to do, but I just remember that moment so well.
And then you decided to head to, I believe it was Atlanta, Georgia, to pursue acting?
Yeah. So I moved to Atlanta when I turned 18. So my parents and I moved to Florida when I turned about 16 or 17. And I waited until I was 18. I was like, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go and just do it. And right when I turned 18, I'm pretty sure a few days after that, I moved to Atlanta with my 2 little dogs by myself. And from there, it just started. I was able to get an agent pretty quickly. I was able to build my credits on smaller TV shows. And I knew that LA was kind of going to be the final destination for me, but I wanted to be closer to home and build my credits. And there's actually a pretty big film industry in Atlanta. A lot of people don't know that, but there's a lot of things filming in Atlanta. And so when I turned, I believe, 23, I moved to LA. I just felt it in my gut. It was the right thing to do. I prayed for a sign. And actually in Atlanta, my house was broken into that night that I prayed for a sign. And I just took it as I'm going to LA. because I kept seeing all these people in Atlanta, or people in LA getting cast as bigger leads on shows and being flown to Atlanta. And I wasn't getting the chance to read for those bigger roles. So I took the chance, took the risk, drove to LA, moved here, and then 6 months later booked a series regular lead role on a TV series and had to go back to film in Atlanta.
And which series is that?
So it's called P-Valley.
Oh, okay.
It's going to
so
be
that
on
is...
Starz.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that in just a second, but I'm curious about you were in the movie Ma.
Yes, I was in the movie Ma. I played young Juliette Lewis, and it actually filmed in Mississippi. So I drove, it was about 8 hours from Atlanta to the callback. And I remember just feeling in my gut, I was like, this is going to be my role. I can do it. And then they told me, they're like, you're going to be going out for young Juliette Lewis. And I was like, do I even look like her? You know, but in the callback, I don't know. I just connected with the role and ended up finding out a few days later after driving back 8 hours from the callback that I got the role. And we filmed in Mississippi, and it was just such a great experience to work with Octavia Spencer and Juliette Lewis, you know, all of those people, and Tate Taylor. It was an awesome experience.
Okay, and now let's go ahead and we'll talk about P-Valley. That is a Starz series debuting on July 12th, so just days away from that.
Yeah.
And we won't talk about what P-Valley stands for, I suppose. The children will be listening, but it is, I would say it's adult content of sorts, but...
Yeah.
But explain what your role is and what this series is about.
Yeah. So the show actually ironically takes place in Mississippi, which I booked the show right after filming Ma on working and being able to kind of see what the South in Mississippi was like. So it takes place in a town called Chuckalisa, Mississippi, and it's centered around a group of very powerful women that are dancers at a club in town. And when a mysterious woman kind of comes in to work at the club, nobody really knows where she came from. The whole storyline kind of unravels from there. But this show is told in such an authentic way that you're really able to see these women's lives, which I really don't think has been done yet. You'll see when the show comes out, but these women's lives and their stories are really told for way more than what they do.
And speak about your character.
So I play Gidget. That's her name on the show. And she is a dancer at the club. And she is a second generation pole dancer. And she is very athletic. She kind of sees pole dancing as an Olympic sport. And her dream is to go to the U.S. Pole Dancing Championship. And so she has huge dreams. But I feel like she's also kind of held back and stuck to this town and kind of, at a lot of times, puts others before her own dream. And she uses the strip club called the Pink in the town kind of as an escape. I feel like you'll see her. I feel like a lot of people won't even recognize me. Gidget wears a lot of very colorful wigs, tons of makeup, colorful costumes, huge heels. I feel like she uses the club as an escape to get away from, you know, what she's going through at her home life with her mother or her boyfriend, but you'll see in the series.
How did you prepare for this role?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny because in Ketchikan, we don't have strip clubs, right? Unless something happened.
Well,
after
long
I
ago,
left.
Long ago they did, but not in the time you were here.
Okay. Well, they didn't have, and I wouldn't have been able to go anyway, but I realized when I got the call back, I had never been to a strip club before. And I was like, I have to experience this. And so I went down Hollywood Boulevard, and it was like the middle of the week, in the middle of the day. And I went by myself, and I went to the club, and I sat there and I just watched. And it was really an emotional roller coaster. But I just researched and I talked to all the girls in the club, and I asked them questions like, what's it like in the locker room? And I told them about my callback. And from there, it was kind of easy to form the character of Gidget. I mean, there was definitely challenging parts, but it went from there. And I also had to learn how to dance for this role. And it was funny because I had taken a couple of pole fitness classes just for fun with my friends. But this role required like more than that. And so we would do 4-hour dance rehearsals. Man, it's hard. It's really hard.
Well, I imagine you have to have a lot of strength.
A lot. Yeah, to hold yourself up. I would come home and be just covered in bruises and calluses all over my hands. These women make it look so easy. They're truly amazing athletes. Some of the girls on the show, it's not all me dancing. I have a body double in a lot of the scenes. It takes years to learn some of these tricks, and man, they make it look so easy.
And when you went to do research at a strip club, what was it like meeting these women? I imagine you learned a lot about them. Perhaps people have stereotypes and you learned perhaps something different.
Yeah. When I was at the club, I feel like I felt like I wasn't really getting the full truth of these women. I wasn't really, none of them were really too open with me. And I felt like this was kind of, this wasn't who they were. This wasn't their life. But they enjoyed something different of me asking them about themselves and what they do. And some of these women, they love what they do. They love dancing. And I think that being able to experience that on that kind of level was just a whole crazy experience. We actually had some dancers on the show that were real strippers from Magic City and Peaches in Georgia. And being able to work with those girls made my job so fun because they were just so happy to be there and they had never acted before. They were probably some of the funniest people I've ever met. And they made it easier to kind of be in that world.
So on the show, obviously there are a lot of other women that are in on this series. How did that work out, I guess, like relationships between all of you and the interesting characters? I imagine the whole thing is just interesting learning about different people.
Yeah. You know, I feel like this cast is my family. We all became very, very close by the end of this. And this is all our first time being series regular on a show, which doesn't happen very often. And to be with those group of women, and not only women, but awesome men too, and be in these worlds was just so empowering. Not only that, but the series is directed by women. Each episode, all 8 episodes are directed by women. And so not only was I surrounded by a cast of women, most of our crew and the directors are all empowering women. So when we had some of the tougher scenes, I always felt very supported and comfortable. And it's the angles you'll see that are shot. They're not shot in these like sexual ways that making sure to like kind of like exploit women. It's more in the female gaze is how it's shot, is how Katori Hall, the creator, would say it. And it really is. The shots are very tastefully done. So it was, yeah.
And the series, how many episodes are there to this?
There's 8 episodes, all each an hour long.
Okay, and then are there plans potentially for a second season?
Not yet. We don't find out for a couple more weeks. We have to see how the show does, but I feel good about it. I really think this show is going to do very, very well. I just think it's going to do well.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention about the show?
I just think that it's easy to look at a show and judge it. But once you watch this show, it really is a totally different world. And it's really told in a way that I don't think people think it will be. And I think that everyone's stories deserve to be told. Everyone's truth should be out there. So I think people will really enjoy this show.
Okay. And then I always ask this question, and I know you might not be able to answer, but do you have any other projects on the horizon?
I'm on my way to win an Academy Award. So I'll see you there.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and look forward again. P-Valley premieres on Starz on July 12th.